how often do subs get swapped out? Do we have any government-wide information on that?
I don't think we have data on that, but we went around the country to have hearings and let small businesses come out to tell us what was going on. And at every one of those hearings, small businesses told us that they're being the prime is telling the contracting officer that they're going to use this small business, or that they're helping prepare the bid and the proposal and spending a lot of time and effort. But then when it comes time for performance, they're not being allowed to perform.
They're not being allowed to perform? Is that where the debate is? Because my question was about to be, what difference does it make who does the work as long as the work gets done?
Well, that's a good question, but it certainly matters to those small businesses that spend a lot of time and effort helping to prepare those bids and proposals. And if, in fact, you're a contracting officer and you did award a contract based on that small being used and being named, and they're not performing, you would want to know that. It also goes to subcontracting plans. You know, if you're a large business on a certain contract of a certain value, you're supposed to have a subcontracting plan, which tells the government what small business you're going to use. And if you're not meeting those goals, the contracting officer is going to want to know why you're not using the small businesses that helped you prepare that proposal.
So, in other words, this really affects both the government who's receiving the services as well as the small businesses who get sort of flopped out after they've done the work to get the award in the
Absolutely.
First place.
Absolutely. They've spent time, effort, and money with the expectation that if that prime gets that contract, they're going to perform, and then they're not being used in performance.
Okay, so tell us what the rule would do and how it would change things.
Well, the rule is going to require the large business prime to report to the contracting officer when they don't use a small business during performance that they had used to prepare the bid and the proposal. This will be considered by the contracting officer for performance purposes of evaluating how the prime is performing, but also for purposes, as I said, of making sure that subcontracting plan is being done. We want, if they told us that they're going to do 30% small business subcontracting and they're not, we need to know why they're not using the small businesses that helped prepare the bid and proposal that they said they were going to use.
So the onus is then on the primary contractor, but it sounds as though this is designed specifically to protect that small business that is supposed to be helping out.
That's the idea. I mean, we heard about this at the hearings, but these are actually statutory provisions. The small business subcontractors are complaining to Congress, and Congress put these provisions in the Small Business Jobs Act.
Now, what's the status of the rule at this point? Is it a final rule? Is it in...
The rule is proposed. It came out on October 5th, I believe. It's open for public comment through December 5th, and we encourage anyone interested in small business subcontracting to comment. A lot of times we get negative comments because people are motivated to say they don't like something, and so we might make a rule based on a few negative comments. But a lot of people may have liked the proposed rule, but they're not motivated to comment. So we encourage people to read the rule if they're interested in subcontracting and comment, either positive or tell us what's good and tell us what's bad about it.
Yeah, people are often motivated by opposing something as opposed to being in favor of something. We are talking with Kenneth Dodds, the attorney with the Small Business Administration, learning more about this proposed rule. So would this apply specifically to small businesses that are subs, or would it apply to any business that is a sub?
No, this rule is from SBA. We're implementing provisions of the Small Business Jobs Act, and it really just applies for small business concerns who are part of the subcontracting.
Now, will this be tied back at some point to the federal acquisition regulations so that there can be some sanction maybe that the contracting officer can have if he's unhappy with the switch out of a sub?
Well, we will take comments through December 5th. We'll take that and come up with a final rule, which will go through interagency clearance. And then once we come up with the final rule, then it goes to the Federal Acquisition Regulation Council for implementation in the FAR.
Okay, so it will be entered into the FAR. And what's your hope that this will – do you think this will change the behavior on the part of prime contractors? Or if all they have to do is notify, that doesn't mean they can't do it anymore. What's the teeth in there, do you think?
Right. We're hoping that it will have an effect on if contracting officers are constantly being told by subs that they're not being used, that it will change – that the contracting officers will start evaluating the performance poorly, I guess, and then large business primes will start acting differently. There are other provisions in here about paying subcontractors late as well. And in that scenario, if you have a history of paying subs late, you could be entered in the Federal Awardee Performance and Integrity Information System database, which is a database that contracting officers are supposed to check before they award a contract. So it could affect your evaluation down the road for other contracts.
Yeah, it sounds like the theme here is that the government doesn't have enough visibility into what's going on at the subcontractor level, whether they're being paid on time, whether they're being treated fairly, and that might have an effect, the theory goes, on the ultimate performance by the prime. So this seems like another step in that whole process of getting greater window into the subworld.
Yes, we're very concerned to make sure that small business subcontractors are treated fairly and properly, but on the other hand, the government doesn't have privity with the subcontractor. We have the contract with the prime, and it's up to the prime to deal with the subcontractor. So it's a tricky road to go down.